Hello speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why I'm receiving this call.
As I can check in my database, yesterday there was an order. Okay, and the order is a mobile phone, which cost around $300. So that is the reason you are getting the call.
No, I've not ordered anything.
Okay, let me check. So you are saying that you had not placed any order from your end, right?
No, I have not.
What was the last time you had did online shopping?
Oh, I have got no idea. I don't generally do online shopping.
Okay. And do you do any sort of online banking or checking the statements?
I do banking, but that's all.
Okay, so there can be a possibility might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Okay, because when I checked the database, yesterday there was an order. So what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to check exactly what is happening wrong. So according to that, we can provide you the security. And if there will be any deduction, then we are also going to get the money back, all right?
Sure.
So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
Android.
Okay. Do one thing, put me on a speaker, and there will be an application that is called Play Store. Open it up. Play Store.
Sorry. Let's put you on speaker. Right. Hello?
Did you open up the Play Store?
No, because I don't know how to do that.
Put me on a speaker and go back from your mobile phone. Go to the back page.
Yep.
Now what you can see?
Do I have to? Oh, hang on. Well, I see all my things. Does it say Play Store or something, does it? I don't know. Play Store. Right. Yeah.
Okay, did you open up the Play Store?
Yeah.
Okay, at very top, can you see the magnifying glass symbol to search?
Yeah.
Click on the magnifying glass symbol and type it over there. I will spell it out for you one by one. A for Alpha, A.
Yep.
N for November, N.
Yep.
Y for Yankee. Y.
Mm-hmm.
D for David. D.
Yep.
E for Echo. E.
Yep.
S for Sugar. S.
Yep.
K for Kilo. K.
Yep.
It will be any desk.
Yep.
Now click on search and tell me what you can see.
It goes any desk remote install.
That is a red color application. It has a white shape diamond in it, correct?
Yeah.
Lovely. Click on install.
And what is this going to do?
This is a server application, ma'am. From here, first we are going to get connect you to the secure server so we can block all the hackers from your network, and we are also going to block all the orders which has been not authorized from your end. Okay.
That sounds great.
So, lovely. So once you click on install, ma'am, did you click on install?
Yeah, now I've got to open it.
Yeah, click on open.
Yeah.
Now what you can see, tell me, I will guide you, ma'am.
Yeah. So now
what you can
see. Plugin available.
Click on OK.
Now it's saying install.
Click on install. Once you will see uninstall, don't click on uninstall, okay? You have to tell me that you can see uninstall. All
I
right.
Can see, yep, I've got it. Uninstall is there.
Now do one thing, go to the back page. Press the back button.
Back to where I was.
Just press the back button and tell me what you can see.
Plug in the activation.
Click on option, tell me the option.
Cancel or OK.
Click on OK.
Now I've got download apps, any control service AD1.
That is off, right? That is off. No. Correct.
It's off. Yep, yep.
Okay, no. Turn it on. Just turn it on. Done. It's on.
Yeah.
Okay, now go back. Go to the back page. Now what you can see?
Battery optimization.
Click on OK.
Tutorial.
Now, click anywhere on the screen, it will get skipped. Tutorial. Click anywhere on the screen.
Connection status.
Okay. Can you see your address with some numbers over there?
Yep.
Tell me the numbers slowly, one by one.
647-822-177.
It's 647-822-177, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just below that, can you see it's written set password? Just below that numbers.
It says set password, yeah.
Exactly. Click on set password once. Done.
Remote access if you wish connection to a remote device. Enter the address.
No, not that. Set password. Click on set password, ma'am.
Yep, done that.
Now what you can see?
Interactive access.
Exactly. Hold on. No need to read out from your end. I will read out in behalf of you and I will tell you where you have to click, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, first thing at very top you can see over there is security, correct? On the red panel. Lovely.
Yep.
And just below it says interactive access, correct?
Yeah.
And just below interactive access there are three options, right?
Yeah.
And just below three options, it's written permissions, right?
Yeah.
And just below permissions, there are three options which are highlighted and two options which are not highlighted, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and just below it says enable previous session profiles, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just below it says clear previous session profiles, right?
Yeah.
And just below it says permission profiles, right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Click on
permission profile once. Now click on the third option, which says full access once. Done?
Yeah.
Now can you see the second option, which says enable unattended access, and there is a checkbox which is not checked, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Click on that checkbox which is not checked. Now it says set password, right ma'am?
Yep.
Okay, now I'm going to provide you a secure password. Don't share this password to any of the third person, okay? This password is only for you. All right, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, now you have to type all the letters will be in the upper case, okay? All the letters, keep that in mind. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now the first letter will be E. E for echo, E, capital letter, uppercase E.
Yep.
Then B, B for Barcelona, B, uppercase B, capital letter.
Yep.
Then A, A for Alpha, A, capital letter, A.
Yep.
Then Y for Yankee, Y, capital letter, Y.
Yep.
Now from the numbers, okay? Now from the numbers, number 1.
Yep.
Number 5.
Yep.
Number 1.
Yep.
Number 7.
Yep.
Now just below there are two options, cancel and okay. Click on okay.
Yeah.
Done. Now the password box disappeared, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and where it's written in enable unattended access, there is a checkbox. Now the box is checked or it's unchecked?
It's checked.
It's checked, okay. Now you will get connect to the secure server shortly, ma'am, okay? Now just be on the line. Don't do anything. Now you will get an option as start now. Click on start now. Start now.
Yep, I clicked on that.
Lovely. Click on close.
Yep.
Click on close once again.
So do you have full access to my phone?
No, no. You have been set a password for the hackers, okay? It's not going to get the full access of the server. All right, that is the reason.
But can you access my phone?
No, no, no. Nobody can access your phone, ma'am. Okay, nobody. You will get a secure server connection over there, okay? Now what you can see, tell me.
Let's come back to the security screen.
Okay, top left-hand side corner. Can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
Yep.
Click on the back arrow.
Yep.
Now, what you can see?
Connection established. Secure service is now viewing your desktop, your desk.
Okay. That means you have been connected to the secure server. Okay. Now, do one thing. At very down bottom, can you see there is a circle menu? The circle, the home button.
Yeah.
Click on the home button.
Yeah.
Okay, now I just got one important update, ma'am. Yesterday, okay, two unknown locations has been found from where the account has been accessed. Okay, one location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or for travel?
No.
Okay, not an issue. So yesterday there was a transaction of $299.99, ma'am, okay. And today also, there was one more transaction which is of $99. But what we had done is we had blocked all those transactions from our end, okay. But what you have to do is, ma'am, you have to check it from your end and you have to tell me that did you find any transaction of $299 or not from your end of yesterday date around 2 p.m. Just check it and let me know.
On my account?
Yeah, you can check it and let me know. I'm holding a line for you.
Yeah, no, there was no transactions for that amount at all.
Okay, and today's date of 99.99?
No transactions today.
Because we just got an update, ma'am, that yesterday, today also, okay, around 6, there was a transaction of 99.99. Okay, so you have to check and tell me clearly, ma'am. Okay, so according to that, we can provide you the security and block all the hackers.
So I did check my account about 10 minutes ago and there was no money taken out.
Okay, not an issue. Now do one thing, open up the Google.
Open up Google?
Yeah, Google Maps.
Yep.
Once you open up Google, at very top, just type it over there, validator. V for Victoria, V.
Yep.
A for Alpha, A.
Yeah.
L for London, L.
Yeah.
I for Indiana, I.
Yeah.
D for David, D.
Yeah.
A for Alpha, A.
Yeah.
T for Tango.
Yeah.
O for Oscar.
Yeah.
R for Robert.
Yeah.
Now click on search.
That's no results.
Where are you typing, ma'am? Did you open up the Google Chrome or something else?
No, I opened up Google Chrome.
Okay, try once again.
Yep. B-A-L-I.
Uh-huh, yes. D-A-T-O-R, D-A-T-O-R.
B-A-L-I-D-A-T-O-R.
Yes, ma'am. Click on search.
No results found.
Come out of it. I think you are doing something wrong. If you will type anything on the Google, it will come up, ma'am. Okay. Uh-huh. Come out of the Google. Now,
Right, yep.
Okay, once you, did you get the results? Over the results, you have to check for the W3C Markup Validation Service.
Yeah.
The W3C, lovely, click on it.
Yep.
Once you will click on it, ma'am, you will get a markup validation service page. Did you got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, from here, what we are going to do is we are going to check that your online activities has been affected or not. Right, very top, can you see there is a white long panel to type something top of the page?
Yeah.
Now click on the white panel and type it over there. W, all will be in the lowercase, okay? All will be in the lowercase. W, and whenever you do online shopping, you do it from eBay, Amazon, or any other online shopping site, generally.
I don't do online shopping at all.
At all. But hackers were trying to get hold of it, okay? Just be on the line, let me check what website they had used. Okay, you there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday, hackers were trying to use eBay, okay, and Amazon also. So first, we will check eBay. So type it over there, all the letters in the lowercase, www.ebay.com. Then click on check.
Okay. Yeah.
All will be in the small case.
www.ebay.com. Yeah.
Now there will be a check option just below the white line, white panel. Check on the middle.
Yeah.
Click on check.
Yeah.
And once you will get the results, just let me know. What you can see, ma'am? Did you get the results?
It says error in an uncoded.
Okay. Okay, no need to read out the whole line. Just scroll down the page and tell me how many numbers of errors and warning you can see over there. Red errors and yellow warnings. The total number.
Where do I find all that?
It will like in the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. Scroll down the page and tell me the errors and warnings. The total number.
Oh. All the way to the bottom of the page?
Yes, ma'am. You can scroll and you will get the results. Can you see any red errors or yellow warning?
Yeah. I'm up to 83.
Okay. 83, that means it's more than 10, right?
No, hang on a minute. Now I'm down to 200 and something.
Okay. Now, no need to scroll down, ma'am. I can see the what is the status. The status is not so good. The thing is, ma'am, whenever a professional hacker is trying to get into your accounts, okay, like over the internet, at that moment of time, your internet generates this type of errors and warnings in order to show you the warnings. Okay, but what hackers are doing is they are hiding all these things from your end. Okay, that is the reason your device generates this type of errors and warnings to make you aware. Okay, but what they had done is they had hided all these things from your naked eyes. Okay, this is the main concern. You can't able to get the errors and warnings on your messages or in your emails directly. Okay, now do one thing, go back, go to the back page.
Right.
Okay, once you go to the back page, apart from, you told me that you don't do any sort of online shopping, right?
Right.
Okay, and apart from online shopping, do you do any sort of online banking or checking the statements?
Yeah.
Okay, so do one thing, make the panel empty. Make the panel empty from there. Type it over there, www. All will be in the lowercase. www.onlinebanking.com.
Yeah.
Click on check. Once you click on check, you will get the result and let me know.
Yeah.
Tell me the total number of errors and warnings.
Thirty-eight.
Okay. All right. Let me update. That means in shopping part you got more than 200 errors and warnings. In your online banking part you have 38 errors and warnings, right? So now do one thing, go back. Go to the back page.
Right.
Okay, now at very top, can you see it's written validate by direct input?
Yep.
Click on that, validate by direct input.
Yeah.
Okay. Now type it over there. Remove all the hackers from my online banking.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to provide you a security code. Just put two spaces over there. Two spaces.
Yeah.
And type it over there 990.
Yeah.
645.
Yeah.
Okay. Now press the home button. Come out of it.
Come out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, press the home button.
Don't know what just happened.
Down below, can you see there is a circle button, the home button, ma'am?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Once you're done, you will get a security message in your online banking. Just check your online banking and let me know.
No, I didn't. I do normally get a security message when I go into online banking, though.
No, no, it will appear on the statements, ma'am. You just check and let me know. It will make you up that any hackers has been active or not. Okay. Just check it and let me know.
Okay. No, I don't. Hang on.
Okay. Take your time.
No, I don't have it.
Can you see your statement?
Yeah. I do have my statement here. But I don't have anything.
Not anything? Okay. Log out. Come out of it.
Yep. I'm out of it.
Okay. Now open up the Google.
Yep.
Type validator.
Did it work?
Type validator. Validator.
Yep.
Okay. Now we had just updated the security. Okay. Now type it over there. Protect my.
Is this going into the validate?
By direct input. Exactly. Protect my.
My. Yep.
Bank.
Yep.
Put a single space.
Yep.
Now type the name of your bank.
Yep.
Now I'm going to provide you the security code. It's 11235.
11235. Yep.
Okay. Now do one thing. Just hold on, okay? Don't do anything. It's going to get update. All right. Now what I'm going to do is, meanwhile, I'm going to have some word with the senior engineers. All right, ma'am? So So just be on the line for a few sec. Let me have some word with my senior engineer. And I'm going to check the status. What is the status right now? Okay, ma'am? So just be on the line. You there?
Yep. I'm listening.
Okay. Thank you. Be on the line, ma'am, okay?
Yep. What is happening? When we say that somebody has done two purchases on my eBay account, or I don't have an eBay account.
Oh. But I was just thinking of following the investigation. I don't think it's a small thing, just like the past, I get some. Like a RS actual number of whatever the length is.
I was ready to be picked up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of dog.
Oh, okay.
Lovely. Hey, you can come with me.
Yeah.
I've got out again today, and Brian couldn't close the gate.
Oh, no, you missed Brandon.
So I was driving to the driveway, into the garage. And I'm walking out. And then I stopped the car and she was at the door. Well, I think if she had run away, I could have run her over.
Imagine telling Victor. Oh, God. She will end up in hospital herself.
Or I will, when she gets home.
Oh.
One or the other. But I'll just be sitting there going, get up off the ground. I'm like, Brandon, do you not know how to close gate? Because I'm happy to show you 50 times. I thought the garage was closed. I'm like, don't think, because it does you no favours. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So I just got an update, ma'am. Yesterday, what hackers had done is, okay, they had used your number in order to create an eBay account. Okay. And yesterday, they were trying to do the transaction of around $300. Okay. And two unknown locations has been found over the network. One is from South Africa. Second one is from Nigeria. Okay. Out of two networks, ma'am, we had already blocked one hacker from your network, okay? That is from South Africa. So you have told me that you have never been to South Africa in the past, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And apart from these two countries, have you ever been to any other international countries?
Yeah.
Where, ma'am, may I know?
I've been to India and Bali.
You have been to India and Bali. Okay, all right, not an issue. Just let me check. And have you used the airport Wi-Fi?
No, I didn't.
Okay, and have you used any local internet over there for browsing, surfing? No, okay,
no.
Not an issue. Because we got the update that the hackers has been trying to get hold of the IP address also. Okay, this is the main concern. So just be on the line, okay? Because I'm having some word with the senior engineers. And out of two hackers, ma'am, one hacker is already blocked. Okay, so just be on the line. Let me check.
Sure. I don't do technology.
Yeah.
I don't understand if it's legit or not.
take it. I have to say, not a thing.
Probably just go really. Going up my couch. Here, huh? I think I finished that. Huh?
Thank you for holding the line, you dear.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. So I just have a word with my senior engineers, okay? Now they are going to have some word with you. All right. So just be on the line.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department, okay? National Crime Agency. All right. Because two unknown international hackers have been found, ma'am. So I'm directly going to get connect you to the NCA department, okay?
Okay.
So just be on the line for a few sec. It was lovely talking with you.
Thank you for your help.
So the next word from it will come from the NCA department, okay, ma'am? The next
yeah.
engineer. So just be on the line. Thank you for your lovely time and patience.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. Be on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. This is Ron Davis from the NCA department. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, and thank you for asking me, ma'am. I do believe the previous colleague whom we were speaking before was polite to you, right, to explain you each and everything regarding this call.
Yeah.
All right, lovely. So, in the meantime, what you need to do, you just put me on speaker first and open the Red AnyDesk application.
I've already done all this.
Yeah, you need to open that. You did not need to download anything.
Oh. Can I ring you back on a number? I've just got to go and get in my car.
I beg you.
Is there a number I can ring you back on? I've just got to leave my house and get in my car.
You need to leave your house.
Yeah, I have to go and pick up my dog. So is there a number that I can ring you back on?
Yeah, but there will be some problem with is going on with our number. So that's why I just simply want to ask you, like, at what time then you will be free so that I can call you back, like within 5 minutes, within 10 minutes?
Probably about an hour.
Probably an hour, okay.
Yeah, around 2 o'clock.
Around 2 o'clock. From the Queensland time, from the Sydney time?
Queensland
time, all right. So right now you need to go, you don't have the time?
No, I have to go and get my dog from the vet.
Okay, no problem then. Then you just go and get your dog and I'll be getting in touch with you at 2 o'clock from the Queensland time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Take care of yourself, ma'am. I'll be getting in touch with you, all right?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep. Yeah.